Blog Talk Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
Welcome to Afterlife Connections. Today is February 16th, and we are talking about mediumship and the medical field. It has been a bit cold over here. I hope everybody is staying nice and warm. I'm very excited to bring on this beautiful medium today, Susan Rowland, as she is a local medium here. I am in Chicago, and I get so very excited to be able to meet other mediums in the area, and she is such a bright, beautiful soul. I have had the opportunity of speaking to her on the phone, and now I am super excited to have her on the show. But without further ado, remember this is a call-in show, and you can call in to the show, or you can join us as well on Lifescape Radio /live. Again, you can join us online at Lifescape Radio /live and also join the chat. The number to call in is 1-657-383-0827. Again, the number is 657-383-0827. I'm going to go ahead and begin our show and have her come right on because I am so excited. Hello, Susan. Hello. Okay, let me see. I'll try to bring her on here one moment. I've been so busy with everything going on. I have a course going on for beginners online and also in person. I'm so excited about that. And I'm developing a chakra course as well. And just channeling, you know, once you begin to follow your path, everything just starts, it flows in. It's just so beautiful. It is like planting seeds literally and just, you know, accepting everything that comes and you just staying in your path and really truly embracing your life's purpose is watering those seeds that you put out there. And it's just simply amazing. You know, I was looking for a while for local mediums and I couldn't find, you know, a lot of local mediums. And now, you know, I had one on the show last week and one today. It's just amazing. And I love to be able to network with people. I mean, I love to support people that are on the same path or any path, you know, any path. And so I really, truly am excited, again, to be able to continue on my path. And it's exciting. It's like opening up new gifts. So every time that you meet someone new, you know that everybody that you interact with as a spiritual being is going to serve a different purpose in your life, you know, and it's just simply amazing. It really, truly is. No words can express the path of spirituality because little by little, less starts to matter outward and so much matters inward. And it just, you feel rich. you feel rich. And you don't feel rich because of anything outward at all. It's all inward. It's like you feel like you have everything that you need, you know? It's just absolutely beautiful. Okay, I'm trying to get her on here. Give me one moment. Okay. Hello, Susan, are you there? Okay, I think we're having technical difficulties, so sorry about that, but I'll just keep talking, which is my most favorite thing to do, is continue to talk. So, yeah, I have about 10 students in my in-person course. It is an 8-week course, and I have 10 students on my online course, and, again, developing everything else, courses, and so I'm going to develop self-study courses, in-person courses, and online courses, mentorship. I want to teach people how I clear the auras, and also chakra therapy, which is really fun, and I've been guided to, like, do it on a week, so 7 days, you know, every time, and we focus on one chakra every day. It's just amazing. I mean, the possibilities of us healing ourselves and really truly bringing the healing from the outside in. I was, you know, thinking about everything that I want to put together. And it's really amazing how, you know, when we do learn to do holistic things and bring that into our life as a lifestyle, we begin to heal from the outside in. So it's almost like when you're not truly you know, working mentally or emotionally where you want to be because you can't find the balance because perhaps you're going through things that are kind of difficult. When you begin to work from the aura inward, you definitely are able to, you know, bring yourself to that mental balance and bring yourself to that emotional balance. And this is a lot of what I tell my clients and the souls that open up to me. You know, I'm human, and even as a healer, I definitely benefit from doing all the holistic things that I do, like clearing my aura and, you know, misting my aura every day. So when I'm done brushing my teeth and doing my hair, I mist my aura. And that evening when I take a bath, I get out the bathroom, and I mist my aura as well. And again, that keeps me in balance. You know, everything is energy, absolutely everything. So people are energy, places are energy, items are energy, everything is energy. So the key is balance, not only mentally and emotionally, but also energetically. And if you can keep that balance, you know, you are able to feel like you're in your soul. And that is what you're here to do, is to be in your soul. And it's just so beautiful if you really think about it, because some people think, oh, my God, they're continuously thinking about that mental balance and that emotional balance. And you're off balance because so much might be going on outside of you. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm trying to bring myself out of it. And, you know, when you start bringing the healing from the outside in, you slowly start seeing that emotional balance come in and that peace and that harmony and that clarity in your mind. And it's like, whoa, my God, that's so awesome. I'm existing again. I'm not just living. And I know that that's what it's given to me. You know, it's really, truly given me my life back and being able to really pull me back into alignment. And, you know, as a healer, it's hard for us sometimes to obviously, you know, read for ourselves. And so I, you know, have come to understand that that's a gift that I was given, and we are given that gift, is that healing, you know, healing within us. And it's simply amazing. It truly, really is. One of the examples that I can give is making a mist. So I know if a lot of you follow me on Facebook, you know that I make moon water. So basically what it is you put you know, a gallon of water outside, and you leave it out under the full moon, and then you, you know, bring it in the morning, and I use that water, and I put a little bit in my mist that I make, so I make mist, and when I make the mist, I add drops of oil, or perhaps drops of oil, or different flower extracts. So whatever it is that you're guided, again, always follow your intuition. I use floral cologne as well, and it's just amazing. And it just takes one mist, and I take a breath because I feel so peaceful. You know, I feel so very peaceful. And so anybody could do that, and it costs almost nothing to do. You could get a spray bottle for $1, buy the water, leave it out. Even if you don't have the oils or anything to add to it, you could just simply use the moon water that's charged, you know, and it just simply brings you, again, into balance, and it feels magnificent. You could add that into your backwater as well, and I really, truly love it. You can another way that you can kind of do it as well is just put oil on, and that keeps you balanced. So you could put it in your on your the inner part of your wrist, back of your neck, and it's just amazing. It truly, really is, and it costs nothing. But one of the other things that I tell people to do to, you know, kind of keep themselves balanced as well is, you know, salt bath. Take a little bit of sea salt and baking soda and put it in the water. And just bathe, you know, and stay in there at least a minimum of 7 minutes. So it lifts anything that's not serving a purpose and dissolves it. You can add stuff to that if you like, but just like that, it's good as well. Or if you're not a person that takes baths, you can also make just use it as a scrub. You put it in a bowl and you scrub it on and then you just rinse it off. So after you're done, you know, taking off soap, you just scrub it on yourself, and that definitely clears you, and it allows you to feel better. I tell people if they do that for the first time, do that right before you go to bed, because you don't want to do this for the first time if you're going to need to run around, because the first time, think about it, you're actually clearing your energy. You might feel a bit tired afterwards. So I tell people to do it right before you go to bed so it works out well. And the next morning you wake up feeling so magnificent and so good. It's just great. You can also use that same mist that you use for your aura also for your home. And you can clear the corners. And the first time that you do it, I suggest that you do it counterclockwise. And then thereafter you can do it clockwise. And you go to all the corners, you say a prayer, or you visualize white light. Some people simply go to every corner in their home and they clap. And that is also clearing the vibration, something simple as that. So you could even clear your aura by just clapping as well, clapping around in a rainbow shape around your body, and it helps as well. So that's something that is very good too. I'm trying to see if I can get her on. I'm having technical difficulties. So as I'm talking to you guys, I'm trying to work this out. So I do apologize. I definitely think that a lot of us feel like, you know, we have to turn to healers to be able to heal ourselves, but it's not really true. We can't learn tools to be able to heal ourselves and to be able to bring ourselves to a better place physically. You know, if we're working on things in our aura and, you know, we're clearing it on the mental body and on the physical body, the emotional body, then it's going to help to be able to avoid it from getting to your physical body, you know. So that truly, really helps as well. Carrying crystals is amazing. Okay. So she's on the line already. She's been on the line. So I'm trying to get her on here.
Lillian, are you there?
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yes, I do. How are you?
Yay. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited. I'm wonderful. And yourself?
Fine. I'm really great and excited as well. Thank you for having me. I was looking forward to this. This is good.
Yeah,
this is really good.
It is. And thank you. It's such an honor to bring someone on you know, that has been doing it for so long, because I always learn something. I always do,
Aww.
You know, and it's just amazing. I appreciate
it. I think we all do, honestly. I think, no matter how long you've been doing this, I learn every day, even with my clients. So there's always something that gives back, okay? So it's always a two-part.
Yeah, for sure. You know what?
Yeah.
That's how I see it, absolutely. I see it that way all the time. It's a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, and you're local. And I was excited about that because I'm like, oh, my God, you know, she's in the area. That's so cool. I've been telling people about you. And I just find it very
interesting. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's an honor. I just find it interesting how you meld what we do with the business world and with the medical field. And I think it's wonderful for people to really hear this, because I think people feel that the two things are separate, and they're not.
Well, the thing is that no matter what we do, okay, whether it's corporate, you know, I see everybody, okay, and it doesn't matter what kind of a world that you're living in as far as a profession, okay, at the end of the day, we're still all human. So we have experiences that come to us, and sometimes we need further explaining, and we need to further it of better understanding, okay? I do see a lot of clients in the medical field. I'm going to say about 69% of my business is a lot of people that are in all aspects of the medical field. Now, with that said, they'll usually want to contact me and book an appointment, and that's always regarding, you know, their life path and are they making the right decisions with, you know, where they're going, what hospital they should take, you know, this, that, their path. Then I get people that will want more in a spiritual sense. Everything has been based on a scientific with the medical field, with textbook. And they go to school, and everything is very much on a scientific element. And then while they're working and they're dealing with sickness and they're dealing with all aspects of people, throughout their career, it's going and it's flowing. But at one point, there are some things that just don't add up based on what they were taught in school. Like I had one doctor, and he was an older man, and he was in this profession for about 30 years. And he was a cardiologist. And I asked him, I said, so what brings you to do a session with me? He says, well, I'll be really honest with you. I have a huge respect for what you do, but I've never really believed. And I said, okay, because I do have people that are skeptics, and I'm okay with that because I do respect everyone's belief. But he says, at some point, I have to question if there is really more to it than science. And he started to talk to me about a patient that he had, and he had done the open heart surgery and the whole bit, and everything was going fine. Actually, he was recovering quite nicely, that he was out of ICU, put into a private room. He was seeing patients at his office, and his partner was looking in the hospital. And everything was fine. He was progressing beautifully. But at 12 o'clock, he had passed away. At 12:20, he gets a phone call from his patient, and it was on his voicemail, and he wanted to thank him for everything that he did. And his exact words were, you did good, Doc. I just wanted to tell you how grateful I was with everything that you did for me. And, of course, he left his name and the whole bit. He didn't think of anything until he got the phone call that his patient had passed 20 minutes before. Now,
oh,
he's looking
God.
At his phone. Well, because this is what happens, okay? Unexplained events that do start coming into these things, okay? That's why when I look at something like that, yeah, it has to be explained on a further note, okay? And that's
mm-hmm.
why he came to see me, because he says, I'm here because I need help making sense of this. So we did. We went on and we talked and we spoke and we got him through it. And when I say got him through it, is really – introducing that there is a whole different world other than this earth. And this is something they don't teach you in school. That's why I am so big on intuition. Now, when I meet people who are very good doctors, okay, or anything in the medical, great nurses, I always say, you are a natural-born healer. Now, you have done this before, okay? This is something not new. When I see somebody who paints beautifully who's never had an art lesson, or somebody who sings and has never had a lesson, that's because it's more than that. You have been doing this before. There's many times when you have a career, and I'm always able to spot that the career actually chose them. They didn't choose it.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, well, what do you mean? Because it's something that pulls
you. I get
you.
That.
It's a soul. It's a soul journey. And the reason why things, you'll have certain careers or certain instances in your life where it just makes sense, and it's that pulling, it's that comfort, it's that familiar, it's because you have done it before. I always say,
every time you reincarnate,
well, it's interesting. When you reincarnate, okay, and people can believe that we've had other lives, people, some don't. That's okay. But you always come back with a new body parts, new heart, new lungs, new brain. But the one thing that stays constant is the soul. The soul remembers the feeling, okay? So my job is to, when I have clients, to sit and I talk to them, finding out why they have the fears that they do. At the end of the session, they can walk out of there with much more that explains why they've been doing or feeling what they have felt their whole lives. So, and this is something that the therapists cannot do. They can't.
You know what? We get a lot of that, right? And I think that's oh my God, you brought up such a great thought. Keep going. I'm so interested.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, I'm very pro-therapist. I think if you need to talk it out, that's wonderful. I am fine with people taking meds that they need to take. I get that. But a lot of times things are totally misdiagnosed by somebody who may be very sensitive or empathic. Now you're going to say, well, what do you mean? Because empathic is another deeper level to somebody. Like, for instance, if I'm telling you a sad story, you're going to feel bad, okay, as anybody listening. But the next level is a person who's empathic actually feels like it's happening to them, okay? So it's not that they're suffering from depression. It's because they are on such a sensitive soul level. So they actually feel it. And it's magnifying thousands of times deeper than the average person. Okay? So there are reasons to why we are this way. Okay? So a lot of people are going to say, you're just so sensitive. Everything bothers you. Well, maybe it does. You're right. At that moment, whatever you're feeling from that person that you're getting, that energy is rubbing off and going on to somebody who is ultra sensitive. But that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. See, the medical field is great, and you're taught two things in med school, okay, to surgically remove it or to medicate it, which is great in some instances, and I'm not knocking the professional world at all.
No.
Because I have high regards to it. I do.
Right,
but
absolutely.
For the things that don't make a lot of sense, like, for instance, the surgeon that came to see me, he gets it now. There is a higher power. And that phone call 20 minutes after that this man passed, to call him to tell him thank you. He even saved the recording, saved the time, the whole bit. The whole bit. He even went to take his phone into the to the long distance carrier to find out if there was anything wrong with his phone. And he's like, no, this is true. And he even had other phone calls that followed that phone call that left him on the voicemail, and they were all accurate times. So how do you explain it?
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's some things that you really can't explain, but you have to have faith. And
absolutely.
You have to believe. But you also have to be open to it.
You're correct. And, you know, a lot of clients say that to me, and I'm pretty sure say that to a lot of healers. You know, God, I've gotten so much more from 30 minutes with you than I have with my therapist. I hear that so much. And it's a great topic to talk about because how does that happen? How do we explain that 30 minutes with a medium, it's like 10 sessions with a therapist, or perhaps the whole time they've been seeing the therapist?
Well, because basically the medical profession uses an X-ray to see the insides of you, where a medium can see right through you from soul to soul. Okay. Now think about it on a much more deeper spiritual. You know, I have many clients that come and see me because they don't know what's wrong with them. Doctors can't figure it out either. And I'm good at picking things apart with people. And it's interesting because when you sit there and have healers that can do this, and I have doctors, like I had one yesterday that I did a phone session with, and I've had many sessions with her, and she's also a cardiologist. Wonderful, wonderful woman. Now, you want to know what's going to make a good cardiologist? By the training that they've had, by their scholastic brain of how smart they are and how they're willing to adapt. What makes a great cardiologist is scholastic, but intuition. And somebody who gives enough respect to their intuition. So it is a two-part thing to making a great doctor a success or a great nurse. You can go by the book, but not everything's by the book, okay? God did give you a mind, but he also gave you a soul. Now use it accordingly. So that's what makes a great doctor. When they have instinct, just like what makes a great police officer or a fireman or a private investigator. You have the tools of what you were learned or taught, but you also have that gut instinct because those are those voices. Those are your guides guiding you and giving. And I know what I tell people? Those are your cheat sheets. I have written many blogs about this. You have cheat sheets. You are being guided. You are being given the answers. But here's what people try to do. Sometimes they don't like what they're being told, so they're going to sit there and ignore it, or they're going to take the answer that they have gotten and dissect it a million different ways. Any way you do it, if you don't listen each time, you lose all the time. It's just a matter of time before you're getting where you need to go. What you do when you ignore, you delay the process.
Yep. Just like following your intuition to follow your path. You know, it becomes a lifestyle. This is not a hobby. This is my lifestyle, and I love it. It is my, it is your lifestyle. It is my. When you follow your life's purpose and you find that place inside, it is like a light, and I think that I can totally see how you would give that to them and you would, brighten it and make it stronger. That's beautiful.
Well, it's funny, Lillian. A lot of it, too, that I've noticed with people, it's fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of just maybe not understanding it, or a fear that they don't even have the visual to even try to picture it. And I always tell my clients, fear is such a natural emotion. It's okay to have fear. But when the fear becomes bigger than you, that's when you have a problem. But only you have the power to cut that fear back to where it belongs, in that level of where it needs to sustain. Problem
Absolutely.
Is they let the fear grow and grow and grow, where it surpasses them beyond their control and handicaps them. Okay. It is a fear of the unknown. It's a lot. But you also have to have enough faith in what your inner core is saying to you and how it's speaking to you. You have to have enough faith and trust that this is going to be okay. And listen. We get messages, but I tell my clients, you can listen, but are you reacting to it? Are you taking it in? Like I said again, we're getting those cheat sheets.
Yeah, I always tell my clients and my students to say, I'm open to receive inspired thoughts, and I'm ready to take guided action. And I said, and always ask to be able to have the strength to take the guided action. Because like you said, if you're asking for something, but you're not seeing it, and it's there, and it's there, and it's there, but you're not seeing it, and a lot of times what you ask for is what you need, not what you want. And I think that fear of the shift of something different, you're really, really, really correct. And on the ball and say that kind of stalls you. And I think even as a spiritual person, right, when we're evolving as medium, we have to trust that being in no mind and surrendering is where we need to be. And that's
I think so. When you have a reoccurring voice that's giving you the same message, pay attention to it. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. And it also can work, you know, in a different way, too, to help you. If it's something that's telling you something isn't right, or maybe go to this direction, or maybe you need to investigate this path before you make your decision, listen to it. But then there comes a point, when do you listen and when do you overly think something? That's the next thing that happens, when you second-guess yourself. So I always tell people to make sure that when you meditate and clear your thoughts, even if it's just 5 minutes, see what answers come through. And I always tell people the best time to do it's in the shower. Always immerse with water. There's two ways to always get in touch. Yeah, because there's two ways to go about it.
That's what I always do.
Right. Either, okay, the shower. But then there's also when you're in nature. So those are the two places where you're closest to your angels, your spirit guides. Okay? Very, very important. And I always tell people, when you are in the shower and you're having, say, a day that you're really dreading, for instance, you're having a really hard time with anxiety because you're so nervous about something, you reach out to your guides, you reach out to your guardian angels, but you also reach out, and we have 7 archangels, and I call them the heavy artillery, okay? Each of these archangels are for specific purpose. But for somebody with anxiety, it's second in command, Archangel Gabriel. Pray to him. Help him ease your anxiety to take the tension away. I cannot stress how much this helps in such a way because he governs the emotions. He calms. He helps with anxiety. If you need something, I do too. I really do because I do. I pray every morning. But here's the thing. It's a two-part thing. When you pray and you make sure you always start off with saying, hello, I'm reaching out to you. I want to thank you for what you've done for me. And you do. And then you can go out and start going into what you need and what you need help with in the direction that you need. I always say they're here for a reason. They're here to help and make us better human beings, but on such a higher soul level. All they want from us is to be recognized and to be thanked. That's it. That's
they're
all
so
that they
beautiful.
Want.
That's it.
That's all
and,
that they want.
And they
want
to help us. They want to help us. And what
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize is just ask. They're there. Just ask. They're already there. But because of free will, unless it's near death, you know, you have to ask. And it's okay. That's what they're here for. It's their joy. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring callers on. I'm so excited. I could talk to you forever. Your vibration is so freaking beautiful.
Me too. I really love listening to you. It's nice. So nice.
I just, you're so easy to talk to. Your energy is so genuine. Aww. And I just have to say that to you. I mean, I see everybody that way, but really, truly, your words are felt very deeply. That's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and bring a caller on.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, caller. Thank you for calling.
Hi,
what's your name?
This is Lisa, and I'm so excited. I finally got through.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So
yay.
What brings you to call? What's your question today, Lisa?
I just want to see if you get anything for me. Just what do you feel or get for me?
Well, you're definitely a doer. You love being around people. That I'm going to tell you. The worst thing anybody could do is put you in a room and shut the door.
Yeah.
That's a real good punishment for you.
Yeah, that is.
I get that. I get that you are very spirited. And, you know, you've got a lot going on, but for some reason you seem to be able to handle it.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Well, you know, people are wired differently when they're born, and this is something that you've always been. You're actually at your best when you are your busiest. So you need challenges.
I do, yes. I like to multitask all the time, yes.
And you also are a fixer. I want to say that you really, really love to solve the problems. You embrace them.
Yeah.
So you are definitely a leader, and you're a leader with a smile.
Thank you.
Yes, she
I, honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't you get that, Lillian?
You know what? She's my student. So I know Lisa very well.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
Everything that you said was her all the way. She's always smiling. She's always laughing.
I love that about her. You know what? Seriously, people say to me, how do you do phone sessions without ever meeting somebody? You know, here's the thing, and I have to say this. Lillian, I know you're going to back me on this. Here's the key, and I tell this to people all the time. If you're open, it all comes out. If you hold back within yourself, it's like you have jail bars all around you. You're like in your own little prison. So eventually what wants to come out will eventually make its way, but we're on a time schedule, so let's make the most of someone's time. So when you're open to it or you have questions, I always tell people, by all means, ask a question, because through a question, everything starts opening up in more ways because the energy is open. It's like you've opened up your own gate. So I will tell you that. I will. But, Lisa, I have to tell you, you are a natural-born healer in many ways. And this is something you're most comfortable in your element. It's when you're not helping is when I think you feel depleted, like you're not drinking your water.
Yes, so true. Yes.
I think the more – now, here what I am going to tell you, and this is something that I feel I need to say. Know your balance.
That's hard.
I know. Trust me. I had to learn myself, and I just don't want you to take as long as I took.
Yeah, that's so true.
But be careful how much you take on. The reason I say that, with every relationship you encounter, and this is for everybody across the board, whatever relationship you encounter, it has to be 100%. So whatever you're putting into the relationship, you also have to take away that much joy that you have given, because if you don't, it will not work. So, for instance, if you're putting 99% of that relationship and that other person should be giving at least 50, okay, or 49.5, and you're not getting that, I've got news for you. No matter how much you care for that person also has to be giving something back to you for you both to walk away complete.
Okay.
Now, when you are in balance, this is where the body, mind, and spirit comes through. People say, yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly what that means. It starts with your soul, your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed. When your spirit is fed, then it goes to your mind where it resonates and the light bulb comes, it goes off. And then the physical, which is the last of your body, it's a nice asset. So then you become aligned with your whole self. You're not an EKG graph going up and down.
Yeah.
Out of whack. So when you come to a happy medium, then everything flows in your life, and it actually not only flows, but everything falls into place nicely. But you have to know your balance. And that's a tall order to say that to somebody. I do understand that. I do.
And literally,
because we want to be everything.
Yeah,
because it's very easy to get the energy sucked out of you. There are, and I call them the energy vampires. Yes, they're out there.
Yeah.
So you have to take the measures of protecting, but knowing your balance.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Lisa,
Thank you so much for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You are so welcome. Bye.
Yay, I love her. Don't you love her energy?
She's
amazing.
Oh, Lillian, what a sweetie. She's so nice.
She's like her earth angel.
But I have to give you a compliment. See, you're the leader of the pack, don't you see? See, they're feeding off of you. Honestly, this is what's happening. No, I really mean that. When you have a good teacher,
thank you.
You have good students. So a lot for you.
Thanks.
And I mean that sincerely, a lot for you. Yeah.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm definitely coming into courses now and teaching more, and spirits guiding me. So thank you. That means a lot to me. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're only going to keep going up.
I got to trust and keep on keeping on. That's what I've been saying lately. Keep on keeping on.
You're right.
We're going to go ahead and take another caller. Yay, let's keep going here. Let's keep bringing the light, because I'm so excited that you're on here to do this. All right, hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Thank you for being here today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. If you can please pick up on anything for me and messages from the other side for me.
Okay, let's see if I can do that right now. You know, I have to be honest with you. I see you rushing a lot. And I see that you're all over the map, okay? Why do I see that? I don't know, but I do. I see you doing it, but you're getting stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do. I think a lot's been at you. And I think you're doing it very well, I have to tell you. But I think right now you're feeling more robotic than you're feeling anything else.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, I got to tell you, I see a woman coming through. And I see somebody younger coming through. Would you know who either one is?
Well, my mom passed when she was 67. And then I had my great-grandparents there.
Okay. I have to tell you. Now, it's interesting because I see her with a coat on. I don't know why I see her with a coat on. I'm sorry?
I don't know why.
Laughing.
I can't hear you. I'm so sorry. I missed it.
I don't know why.
Okay. Was she always cold?
No. She was always hot.
Well, she's wearing a coat. This woman who's coming through is wearing a coat. Now, I don't know why, but this woman is showing me a coat for some reason. Have no idea why. None. Okay? And she's also wearing a longer necklace. I don't know who this is, and it probably will hit you later of who else this could be. When we're dealing with maybe a minute or two, it's hard to command a spirit right on the money. You know, it doesn't work usually quite as great, okay? When you're talking about other things is when they make their way. But this one that's coming through, I don't know what the association is with you, okay? But this woman has got a coat on, and I could tell you it's kind of like a parka hood with some fur on it. So I have no idea who this is. And she's showing me she's fine and she's good. She also suffered from breathing. She had a breathing problem. This woman who passed.
Okay. I'm not sure who that is, but I'm making notes.
Please do. Yeah. I do. I see that. Somebody younger is also coming through. Okay. I want to say it's a male. And I'm seeing a younger person who's thin, who's taller. And I see this person coming through. Any idea who this is? Dark hair, by the way.
When you say younger, what age group are you talking about?
I'm going to, well, here's the thing. I'm going to say more in their 20s or 30s.
I don't know anybody.
Okay, but now also it can also take the image of when they were most happy in the era. Okay?
Okay.
This person liked being outside. That's another thing. Okay? So I see this, and it's male, and I see him very happy. And he's with a red shirt, like a T-shirt type of a red shirt. So he's showing me that. And he's outside.
You know, it could have been one of my great uncles who I really didn't know.
Well,
or my
it could be.
Grandfathers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's funny because I see a bicycle, okay? I also see an old car, and it's interesting. The old car's got the hood up. So maybe this person fixed something, or he was very good with his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see an old car. Yeah, I see an old car, too. I just saw it right now as you said it. I think either the person had it. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
They had a love for cars, or this particular car is what they're showing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this person would be out all the time. It didn't matter what he was doing. He would be on his bike. If I see the car broken, like with the hood up. That's why I see the bicycle. Nothing stopped this person from being outside. I can't explain it, but yeah, it's interesting. But I do see that. I do. And then I see, now this one I'm going to say, I don't think that this person's passed at all, but I have to say that there's a cute little baby girl. Do you have a baby girl in your family?
No, there isn't any.
Well, we are going to have one. Curly hair, and she's just adorable because she's precious. And she has little curls of locks. Now, if you don't have one, there will be one in the family. And you can mark your words. It's going to be a girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're all 60 in my family, and we don't have children.
Well, there's going to be a little girl coming. You're going to hear of it. And it's going to be happy news. Happy news. And it may be somebody that you know, but you're going to hear of it.
There's a baby coming for sure. Sometimes it doesn't have to be within the family. If beings come forward in a reading, it's because they want you to give you the heads up. Sometimes, honestly, when I've done readings, and I've had children come through. It has been a grandchild or perhaps somebody that they took on to care for, even a godchild. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, that's a good point too, Lillian, because I see a little female, and she's as precious as she could be. Adorable. Really, really sweet. So you'll have some happy news coming, or you really will. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting, though. But definitely
the fellow
that I saw with the car, he's definitely very a very strong spirit coming forward.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
You are so
welcome.
Thank
you, love. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Love and light. All right. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to have you just kind of give everybody – your website, your information, and the different services that you offer so that they know how to reach you. I'm definitely going to as well.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're not far from me at all. You're not far from me at all, so I'm very excited about that.
Okay. It makes it easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, Oakbrook is not far. All right, we're going to bring in another caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Patty, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
Good, hi, Patty. How are you?
I am fabulous. I am just open to whatever message you have for me today.
What do you do for a living, Patty? Something's asking me to ask you that.
Well, I do two different things for a living. So I have,
Okay.
You want to know what they are?
Yeah, I do, because there's going to be a message because of it. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm an operating engineer by trade, and I'm a medium as well.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Patty.
Hi, Lillian. I wanted to talk to Susan when you said you were having her out. So, yeah.
Well, my goodness. This is Patty. She's the other local medium.
Oh, how nice. That is so nice. Well, it's interesting because something just said you better ask her, okay? Because it's funny, I never ask anybody that, but something said just ask. So
okay.
I have to tell you, you know, you have a technical mind, and I love that. So you being and thinking outside the box is wonderful
mm-hmm.
because even though you knew it, I don't think you used it as much as you're using it now.
True.
Mm-hmm. So with mm-hmm. that said, I think the more that you're doing this, you found your happy place. Believe
Absolutely.
Me, you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have. And there's been times when I think you've struggled through it. Okay, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes more sense as you've been using it more and more and more. And
sure,
it's,
absolutely.
It, well, because it isn't just that you're a medium, it's how you're using it to benefit you and others. You know, a lot of them, they'll say, well, you know, I'm helping others, but it has to also benefit you.
Absolutely. I agree with 100%. I love that.
Yeah, and this is the first time in your life that you are happy where you're at. You are properly placed.
Yay!
Oh, I love that. Properly placed. Woo-hoo!
Yes, honestly, because like I said, at the beginning when, and I think all of us have experienced this, yeah, we know that there's something going on. We know that we're different. We know that we get these feelings. We know that we get these premonitions, visions, voices, the whole ball of wax. And it's very hard to just go and talk to somebody about it, okay? For a long time, I kept mine under wraps. I'll be honest with you. There wasn't a whole lot that I... Exactly, okay? And to be able to come into your own and feel comfort and know not only that you're supposed to be doing this, but it's also a good feel. The direction just keeps deepening over and over again. You want to know how you get validation? When it constantly falls in your lap without struggle.
Absolutely.
We were talking about that. We were just talking about that earlier, right, Patty? That's exactly what
yes.
we were saying. We were saying,
so
you know, how emotional it feels, too. There's no words that can describe that overwhelming happiness that happens when you see what result is around you from following your heart without ego and without judgment and with
mm-hmm.
full trust.
I agree.
Surrender and allow, and then that's when we allow it to be. So,
but
that's exactly
what you're going to start seeing develop more, too. When you surrender and allow, then you actually see it going full circle right in front of you. I'm really glad
sure.
I asked you what you did because I am so happy that people are listening to your story because how many more people that have jobs and that are gifted in this area, they need to hear that. So you are perfect, Patty. You're
Aww.
Perfect. I mean, this is such a perfect example that's going to help people hear this if they're listening to it now. I don't know why. Remember when I said I have to ask and I never ask, but it's going to serve a point? There's the point.
And the funny thing is that, you know, I always should claim my mediumship first, but I've been an operating engineer for 29 years, and it's always
yeah.
the first thing that rolls off my tongue. You know, I'm a seasonal
mm-hmm.
worker, and at times
mm-hmm.
I do my spirit the most of it anyway. So, yeah. So it's wonderful.
Good for you.
So,
good for you.
Well,
I'm really
for
happy for you. I really mean that so much. I'm so happy for you. It, you know, it's only going to get better because you embrace. You're ready for it. That's the key,
mm-hmm.
being ready for it. You know, because a lot of people want to be ready, but they're not there yet because
sure.
they're insecure.
Mm.
They have self-doubts or they're unsure about if they're going to say the wrong thing. You know, I got to be honest with you. I never worry if I'm going to say the wrong thing because I trust my feelings and my answers that I'm getting.
Right on,
and
I do too, and you just
yeah.
give it.
Well, there's a lot of people that will say, well, you know, I don't know who this is. I cannot, like this lady before, she had no idea who this lady with the coat is. But trust me, if she thinks enough, she's going to remember there's going to be something pivotal about a lady with this coat. She may not know now, and I get emails, okay?
Back up. She's going to back up to the gentleman because he showed me himself as 16 years old, and she needs to connect to the 16-year-old who was a friend of hers at 16 years old, and then he showed himself older in life, and this is a childhood friend of hers who's crossed over on the other side.
Ah, I like you. There you go. Okay. You see, but you know what? They don't know, and you know what? In all due fairness, it is putting people on the spot. They're not prepared to know who's coming, okay? So I really have to be fair to them.
Yeah, but you know what?
Sure.
In a situation like that, too, though, spirit gets excited. And I always tell my clients, how often are you in front of somebody that can speak with spirit and spirits come through and they want to come through for your neighbor sometimes. They want to come through for your best friend sometimes. And they do that in the reading sometimes. And the people don't understand that. We do because of our experience as a medium. But they don't get it. So when you're bringing sometimes information, they're like, no, until they get home or perhaps spirit does one more thing to just turn on that light bulb. And they're like, oh, my God, I get it.
So true. I love the validation. So, my God, thank you so much for validating that, both of you.
Well, thank you, Patty. Thank you for calling in, Patty. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's awesome. That was so cool. Okay, so now how can people reach you if they want a reading or to see your services, you know, to see what you offer? Where do they go?
Well, sure. Yeah, what they can do is they can always email me at srowlen, R-O-W-L-E-N, at hotmail.com. My website is HTTP, you know, your little slash marks, srowlen.com. What I do is I do personal, I do business, investigative. If somebody has moved into a house that isn't so not a feel-good home, what's going on there? No, people think right away, is it demonic? Is it bad? No, absolutely not. But you have lingering spirits, so I do that as well. Life coaching. I also do a lot of toddler readings. This has gotten to be huge. People that have babies. Toddler readings.
Oh.
So if you've given birth, which is wonderful, and I do this all the time. If people have, you know, children, they've given birth, and they want to know what kind of parent should they be to this child? What is the demeanor of this child? What is it that you see? What are some of the weak spots that this child will have? Because it does help. You know, it really helps to understand. And I have to tell you, I get a lot of emails a year, 2 years later, 5 years later, they'll say, Susan, remember, I don't know if you remember me, but, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know, little Bobby's doing this, and you're so right, and I handle it this way, and it works.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. I'll refer people to you. That is awesome.
Well, thank you, and I mean that sincerely. And like I said, a lot of people in the medical field, but all walks of life, because the bottom line is at the end of the day, we all have problems, or we all have misdirection that we need to get back on the right track and not derail, and it does help. And it helps when you go to somebody who's intuitive enough to put you in perspective. So it does help. It really does. But, yeah, that's what I do. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
I hope I can help more.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much
Oh, thank you. And if you have events, let me know. I'll post them on my page. Everybody, if you're in the Chicagoland area, she's located in Oak Brook. Give her a visit or give her a call. Thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you, everybody,
and thank you
for listening in. Yay! Blessings and light to you. And join us next Monday at 4 Central Standard Time on Afterlife Connections. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
The quest for true spirit. The quest for freedom.
Request for freedom.